I was young. My father said, don't you worry, son. You'll find yourself in a world of faking lonely souls. I'm losing sleep, cause this guitar just can't seem to make ends meet. No, I walk the line between confidence and suicide.
The Meeting, a Transformers fanfiction, written by Ardrin and read by Lemon Avocado. This fanfiction is rated for teen and up audiences. Summary. One rainy night in Praxis, a medic meets a killer. It's a long time before he sees him again.
Don't matter how hard I fall, no matter how fast I hit the ground, go on and break all my bones, but you will never break me down. No matter how long the road, gonna be a better me when I get home. Go on and don't shade my way, but if I miss, he's going down swinging.
Chapter 1. Fix him. The threat in the words makes Ratchet freeze. He doesn't move, doesn't even twitch, as the rain-soaked mech shoulders his way past him into the clinic. The mech is dark-plated, red optic, field tight to his body. But Ratchet pushes all that out of his mind at the sight of the smaller frame hanging limply in his arms. He turns to follow as the dark mech dumps the frame into one of his med berths, and is met by the barrel of a gun. "Hey, put that away," he wants to say, and his empty hands are already rising when the dark mech cuts him off. "Fix him, or I'll kill you." There's no room for negotiation in the dark mech's tone, but Ratchet has no intention of arguing. "All right, don't shoot me." He steps forward, reaching down to adjust the limp frame on the berth, and the barrel of the gun doesn't waver. It does, mercifully, drop just slightly from a spark. By the time he has the injured mech on his back, well, any mech could see it isn't good. He doubts the dark mech needs a medic to tell him that. Still, he isn't going to give the injured mech up without a fight, regardless of the gun pointed at him. Here in his own clinic, with his crisis equipment close at hand, there's a chance. Not much of one, but a chance. And then he shifts the damaged frame again, trying to get the clips in to begin spark support. An overheated energon gushes over his hands, and he realizes that there never was any chance at all. The wound is awful. Deep and raw, with a telltale scarred protomatter of a plasma blast. Protomatter brittle enough to crack and leak once shifted, but melted by heat to hide the carved-out gorge of slagged metal and crystal that cuts its way with cruel finality through the mech's spark chamber. It's not a lethal wound. Or shouldn't be. If the dark mech had gotten his friend to a hospital, it wouldn't be. Not with extensive spark support, a spark confinement casket. The spark itself is undamaged. A quick check confirms that. If Ratchet were at Praxis General, and not here, the mech beneath his hands would not die. But then, if the dark mech could afford to take his friend to Praxis General... He cleans up the injury, stops the leaking energon, even knowing that it's futile. Runs a line of lanthanum, too, though there's no way the mech is alert enough to feel pain. The wound is catastrophic, and even without cabling in, Ratchet can tell that it's enough to have put him into forced automatic shutdown, devoting every resource it can scrounge to regularizing spark cycling. It makes him look busy, though, and by the time he looks back to the dark mech, injured frame stabilized but dying beneath him, the gun has lowered to the ground. And the dark mech looks lost, and very, very young. "What's his name?" Ratchet asks softly, testing the waters. "Rico," the mech answers absently, optics locking onto the wound, then flicking up to Ratchet. "I mean, Ricochet."
"And yours?"
The mech's optics widen, as if he's not sure if he should lie or not, but then they flicker down to the injured frame again, and he seems to sag.
"Jazz."
It sounds honest, and Ratchet nods.
"He's stable, Jazz."
He steps away from the frame, runs his hands under solvent to get the worst of the slurry of coolant, energon, and ruined protomatter off of his fingers.
"Would you sit, please?"
The mech hesitates again, and then shakes his helm. "Can I..." He gestures wordlessly at Ricochet, and when Ratchet nods, steps over to take his hand with desperate care, fingers wrapping gently around the limp palm.
Is he your...
He leaves the question deliberately open-ended, and when Jazz answers,
brother,
he isn't at all surprised.
That injury, Ratchet hesitates, but there's no dodging the truth forever.
And here, like this, Jazz doesn't seem like much of a threat. He looks...
Ratchet examines him with a critical optic, only briefly, but...
He looks like he already knows what Ratchet has to tell him.
I'm sorry, Jazz.
He reaches out to touch the Dark Mech's shoulder, but Jazz hisses in pain. Doesn't pull away, but Ratchet feels his field spike with aggression that's just as quickly swept back away by grief in the moment before his field reins in.
You're injured.
It's not important, Jazz replies, a finality in the words that's enough to make Ratchet drop it.
He's not hurting.
He's had this conversation 100,000 times, and the truth is, it does get easier.
He isn't aware of where he is, but he's not in any pain.
There are words to say, right ones and wrong ones, and long experience has made picking the right ones second nature.
His spark knows you're here. You'll have as long as you need.
What doesn't get easier is watching the way grief breaks the face of a grieving mech.
He... could I have...
There was nothing you could have done. I'm sorry. Knowing the right lie comes easily, too. Even with the best care on Cybertron, with a wound like that, it's not the sort of thing that can be fixed.
Jazz stands silent at the berth side for a long, long moment, optics dimmed.
He's holding his brother's hand so tight that Ratchet can see the joints strain and warp. His other hand is clenched in a fist around the grip of his gun at his side, and Ratchet can hear the metal creaking.
Jazz spits soft static, and then his vocalizer clicks in reset as he looks over at Ratchet again.
You're sure?
I'm sorry.
He doesn't touch Jazz again, but nods, pushing sympathy into his field as he does.
Jazz nods too, raises the pistol, presses it to the metal over Ricochet's spark chamber, and fires down into it.
There's a blue flare and the crack of the gunshot, and Ratchet yells in surprise and alarm. Fortunately, the dead mech's frame is enough to prevent the bullet, or the shrapnel from his spark casing, from ricocheting around the room, and Ratchet is already running desperately through triage techniques before he stops himself, clamping down on a field medic's protocols, and raising his hands in deference to the still-armed mech in front of him.
What?
Jazz turns, though, and there's no aggression in his frame whatsoever, just a bleak defeat in his gaze. He sees Ratchet, plating flared, hands up, and seems to take a moment to register what he's seeing.
I should go.
Ratchet should let him, but despite the gun, the Dark Mech is still injured, and at the end of the cycle, it isn't that big a gun. He steps in front of the door.
Wait, let me look at that shoulder.
Don't worry about it. Jazz subspaces the gun and steps forward, but even as lithe as he looks, there's no way he's pushing past Ratchet.
It's not an issue.
It is an issue, Ratchet insists back. Just,
it won't take very long, Mech. We can go in the other room if you prefer. Just give yourself a moment.
The mech seems balanced, but it's balance on a knife's edge. He's seen it often enough. The grief will hit, and when it does, it will knock him over like a wave on the rust sea.
But Jazz shakes his helm.
It's not going to matter. Ratchet doesn't move, and Jazz steps forward again. I'm gonna go kill the slagger that did this to him, and I don't expect it'll matter after that.
Ratchet lets out a long, slow vent.
It's suicide. Even without knowing who's responsible, the look in the Dark Mech's optics is enough to tell him that. He's seen it, often enough, on the battlefield. The wounded, destructive fury of a grieving amica or conjunx or friend, charging the enemy lines for one last battle from which they won't return. Jazz has the look of a mech who won't be dissuaded. The cold, set look of a mech who can't be turned away.
Let me take a look at that shoulder, he offers again. Don't throw your life away. You'll have a better chance at the mech who killed him if you've got both arms.
Jazz's field teeks, just for a moment, with a flicker of surprise that's just as quickly blotted out. He's silent for a long, long moment. Then he nods, stepping back to slide up onto the edge of a second med berth. He doesn't protest when Ratchet begins removing his armor, or try to talk when he pulls out a long set of pliers and starts bending the warp ratchets back into alignment. It's Ratchet who cracks first, from the silence.
You didn't have to. I would have.
He goes quiet for a moment, trying to figure out how to phrase it, then gestures at the body.
Taken care of things.
I couldn't ask you to.
Jazz doesn't meet his optics.
I got him killed. It was only right I finished the job.
You couldn't have done anything more, Ratchet protests, ready to argue away whatever self-recriminations his living patient has come up with before they can take root, but Jazz shakes his helm.
They shot him 'cause I fragged up.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I fragged up, missed my shot, and Euclid's... His voice crackles.
Said that he'd give me a reminder of what it looked like when a mech didn't miss.
Primus. A screw slots back into place with a little poke from the pliers, and suddenly Jazz's arm sinks about 4 inches and slots back up into its track.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna kill him, Jazz replies, testing the arm and then letting it drop, and meeting Ratchet's optics.
Him and as many of his mechs as I can get my sights on.
Until one of them gets to me, goes unspoken. But Ratchet nods anyways, and helps Jazz latch his armor back into place in silence. The dark mech rises back to his peds silently too, and Ratchet hesitates for just a moment longer before letting him lead the way back out to the front. Jazz steps out into the rain and leans his helm back, lets it cascade down his face for just a moment before turning back to Ratchet.
Here, Jazz offers him a cred chip, pushes it into his hands, and Ratchet shakes his helm.
You don't owe me anything.
He tries to give it back, but Jazz shoves it away insistently.
No, it's yours. Please.
There's something awful but desperate in his voice, at that, and Ratchet stops just long enough for him to skitter away, leaving the chip.
After tonight, it's not like it'll do me any good. Just...
thank you.
Good luck, kid.
Then he's gone, armor melting away into the rainy city darkness, and Ratchet stares out after him for a long bream before making his way back into the raw light of the clinic, into the body still limp and gray within. Chapter 2. The smell of spilled Energon is not one a medic of any experience can mistake. Energon takes on a different note once it's traveled through a mech's lines, a distinctive alkalinity as charge runs through it in a mech's systems, as it's purified and supplemented through a living frame's filters. The mech's precise coolant intake, how long it's been since they've had an oil change, whether they take just Energon or if they drink Energex regularly. With enough experience, it's possible to discern all of these little details with nothing but medic-grade chemophores. Ratchet is a very experienced medic. That's why, when he opens the clinic doors, the unexpected scent of fresh-spilled Energon is enough to send him on edge. It's a current bleed, the most volatile scents not yet off-gassed like they would be from an old spill. But the clinic is dark and still. It's early morning, the sun not yet risen over the city skyline. Ratchet doesn't bother sleeking about. He turns the lights on and is met with destruction. Not, he realizes after a click, the deliberate destruction of a mob ransacking, or even the haphazard looting of thieves. Nothing in the main room seems missing at a glance. Not even the cred shits in the open drawer of his desk. There's a smear of Energon still faintly glowing on the storeroom door, though. And a crack. Deep and gouged against the metal, as if someone had slammed into the door trying to force their way inside. Ratchet debates his options for another click before making his way deeper into the clinic. It's as he pushes into the back area that he hears it. The unstable click of fans knocked out of their brackets, and the soft armor-on-armor scrape of a mech. The smell of fresh Energon is strong. Really fresh,
an active bleed, at least. He rounds the corner into the treatment room and freezes at the sight of an instantly recognizable dark-armored mech, shoving raw gauze into a gaping gunshot wound in his chest. Jazz? The mech reacts, slowly, almost sluggishly, and Ratchet has his hands in the air before he can even get the gun trained on him. Stay there. I'm the medic. Jazz should recognize him, but Ratchet is already cataloging injuries, and there's a lot of missing energon. The way Jazz's optics are flickering, there's no guarantee he can even see. I'm not going to hurt you. Jazz hesitates for a long, long moment, then shakes the gun. Fix me, or I'll shoot you. Sure, Ratchet steps forward. The gun wavers in Jazz's hands, but he's not shooting yet. Doesn't even have it trained on anything vital, and Ratchet is growing more sure by the click that he's blind. Can you put that down, kid? I'm not going to hurt you. Jazz gives a harsh, hacking laugh, but the gun doesn't drop. Then Ratchet explodes forwards. He's done this before, more often than he likes. And he shoves past the gun so that by the time Jazz squeezes off a shot, it's into the wall behind him, and he's got the arm at his side. Slams his own arm down, trapping it. His other gropes for the med access port on the back of Jazz's neck, forces it open even as he uses the trapped arm to pull him off balance. Jazz is slumped, limp and dark, in less than a quarter click, and Ratchet huffs a vent and sets to work. Ratchet can tell when Jazz starts to wake up, processor overrides dragging him back towards consciousness while Ratchet's halfway through knitting the torn mesh of his protoform back together. It's the same moment he starts to panic, a hot, itchy buzz in his field that doesn't subside when Ratchet presses back at it with his own calm. He takes a moment to debate administering a sedative, and reconsiders a moment later when Jazz comes fully online, and panic turns to real, honest terror. The dark mech tries to say something, but the words, whatever they are, dissolve into nothing but a frightened shock of static as he starts to fight the restraints, thrashing against the magnets of the berth. It's obvious that he's afraid, deeply and truly, and Ratchet can't do anything but get a hand on his chest, right above his still-open plating, and pin him, force calm into his field, and yell, "You're safe, Primus dammit, safe! With a medic!" Jazz thrashes again, and Ratchet scrambles for his open wrist port, cables in. "Safe! You're safe! Designation, Ratchet, medic, calm down!" The blat of his medic indent codes, at least, has the desired effect. Jazz goes stiff and still beneath him, but the panic doesn't fade. "Please." Jazz's voice is static. "Please, don't let them." "No one is doing anything, kid. Follow me down." Even as he's saying it, he's groping for the energon drip. The first hit of ferrocyanide doesn't take long to kick in at all, and there's nothing Jazz can do after that but slip smoothly back offline. He hangs back when he next brings Jazz online, keeps his field in tight to his frame, and lets the dark-armored mech come online slowly and alone. It's only once Jazz's field starts to reach out that the other mech registers his presence. Even so, he can feel the way that sudden terror curdles the younger mech's field. "I'm not going to hurt you," Ratchet offers, softly. "You're safe." Jazz laughs again. It's a bitter, rasping sound. "Whatever," he chokes on the word a little, "whatever they're gonna pay you, Doc, it ain't that much more for me alive than dead. I'll make up the difference if you kill me now, and it'll be safer than risking me getting away. I'm not turning you over to any mech either, kid." He takes another step forwards to let Jazz get a look at him, a hand strokes soothingly at the younger mech's shoulder. "You're safe. No one is going to get you. I don't let any mech hurt my patients." The dark mech hesitates. "You jump me." It's Ratchet's turn to laugh in disbelief. "You were holding me at gunpoint." I wouldn't have shot you," Jazz protests. "I just, if anyone was watching, if they thought you knew me..." It's enough that something clicks into place in Ratchet's processor. A lot of mechs want you dead then. He pauses, trying to figure out how to ask. What have you been up to since we last met, kid?
Chaz hesitates again. When Ratchet undoes the magnetic restraints, he pushes himself up on his shoulders, staring down at his neatly repaired frame.
You haven't heard?
I'm a curmudgeonly old mech who keeps to myself, Ratchet shrugs.
Enlighten me.
But Jazz's field flickers with uncertainty. I shouldn't.
You back to killing mechs?
Ratchet pushes bluntly ahead.
Take out some mech you shouldn't have?
Jazz's optics widen.
Yeah.
Ratchet shrugs, forcing nonchalance into the gesture, and turns to a side table to grab a cube of Energon.
Fair enough. Hope it paid well, at least. Drink.
Jazz does. Gulps the fuel down like a half-starved mech. He's halfway through the cube when Ratchet pulls it away, not eager to keen up refluxed fuel.
Doesn't pay slag. I've been getting by.
Really? Ratchet gives him a surprised look. A friend of mine used to say that killing was always good creds.
It is, if you're getting paid.
Jazz glances away, not meeting his optics. I've been working for myself some, after Ricochet. He breaks off, but Ratchet doesn't push him, just presses comfort into his field, and turns the younger mech's words over in his processor until something clicks.
Working for your Meister.
Jazz flinches as if expecting a slap.
Yeah. Primus, kid.
Ratchet hesitates.
You've been doing some good work.
That gets him a soft, surprised noise, and Jazz's gaze flickers up.
What? Cinnabar was a nasty slagger. Sent more than a couple mechs my way. Not always in any kind of condition for me to help.
He reaches out and rubs at Jazz's shoulder soothingly, then offers the cube again.
Taking her off the streets. You did some real good there.
After you Clay's. There's a broken tear to the younger mech's voice.
It seemed like the right thing to do. I didn't think I was going to
survive, he doesn't say. Make it long enough to matter.
Ratchet knows the feeling. I suppose I don't have to yell at you for such shabby maintenance, then, he offers instead, filling the gaping silence. I changed your oil and refreshed your coolant while you were out, by the way. You need to make time for at least an Orly maintenance check, kid.
I know. Medic's harp. You know a mech who swears he's gone a millennia between changes, but you don't know any of the mechs who died of pump failure because they're dead.
I don't have any money.
Then you come here. Ratchet squeezes lightly at the younger mech's shoulder. That shit you gave me. Anything you need, you come here, and next time you don't bother with the gun. I can take care of myself.
It'd be safer if they thought I forced you.
I'll be fine, kid. He pushes assurance into his field. You did a lot of good with that shit, you know?
That sends a scatter of curiosity through Jazz's field.
Really? I mean, it helped?
I got a spark casket. It wouldn't have helped your brother, but a couple of mechs have gotten to go home because of it. And any kind of spark repair is safer if you can extract the spark beforehand.
Can I? A pause, and there's something needy just below the words.
Can I see?
Sure. He helps Jazz carefully to his peds. The mech is spry, but it's obvious that even he is surprised by how much the fresh oil is helping, and something medic-ish in Ratchet's chest purrs in satisfaction, and guides him to the casket. He keeps his voice gentle as he explains the device, spreads it open so he can show Jazz the parts as if he were a student, and there's a reverence in the younger mech's touch when he, hesitantly, runs a hand across the smooth frame of the shell, the laser-etched name Ratchet knows he can't read. Then his fingers draw back almost meekly and he glances away.
I should go.
Wait, Ratchet replies, on instinct as much as anything.
You're still healing. then there's no place in the city that's safe, not for a mech with a reputation like Meister's. I've got a cot in the back room, and the door locks. You can get some recharge. Let the nanites finish stitching you back together a bit. There's fuel back there, too. You can top up before you go. I shouldn't. But it's obvious that the promise of a safe rest is making him hesitate. Ratchet's been a gutter medic long enough to know that it's a keener temptation than Energon in the slums, and harder to get most of the time. Just a couple of drawers. I'm not trying to hold you down, but... He doesn't elaborate. Jazz knows as well as he does how serious his injuries were. And after a moment, the Meg's resistance breaks down. Thank you. I won't be any trouble. Didn't think you would, kid. He gestures Jazz into the room, getting him down a cube before locking the door, and to his credit, there's not a noise from the younger mech for the rest of the cycle. Even so, it doesn't surprise Ratchet at all when he ushers out his last scheduled patient of the cycle, goes to check on Jazz, and finds the window open and the hit mech gone. Chapter 3. Look, it'll be great, Ratchet, once we get the radioscope calibrated. Ratchet has to reach out to steady the radioscope in question as Wheeljack nearly dismantles it against the doorframe. I'm sure it will, though I'm not sure why I need another stress analyzer when the sonogram works just fine. Imagine, Ratchet, testing plating at 100 paces. Ratchet doesn't bother to hide his grin as Wheeljack carries on, and carries the radioscope into his exam room, safely clearing the higher ceilings of the medbay proper as he turns aside to deactivate the alarms. He's not expecting the yelp of surprise from his conjuncts, and it has him scrabbling to catch up to the inventor. Who? He can feel the spike of alarm from Wheeljack, but it calms down almost immediately. Oh, hey, you're Jazz, right? Then flares again, pitched high with panic. Wait, don't shoot me! Before Wheeljack can say anything else, Ratchet is shoving past him, putting his frame between his mate and the threat almost instinctively. And it registers a moment too late how bad an idea that was as a gunshot cracks the air in front of him. The bullet slams into his plating hard. He doubles over, covering the injury, but it's not deep. And Jazz, in front of him, looks terrified. No, he registers after a moment. Horrified. Ratchet! Behind him, Wheeljack is trying to pull him back. Jazz is stepping forwards, wide-opticed, gun forgotten and dropped into subspace. Then Wheeljack snarls, low in his chest, the dropped radioscope forgotten. Everybody calm down. Ratchet lets his heavy engines rumble above the panic in the room before throttling them down. It was an armor shot, Jackie. I'm fine. Kid, I'm all right. Relax. Jazz's gaze flickers from him to Wheeljack and back, and Ratchet reaches towards him carefully. Jackie isn't going to hurt you. He's my conjuncts. He's safe. I'm sorry. It's fine, kid. I'm fine, Jackie. We just startled him. Ratchet keeps his touch gentle as he catches Jazz by the wrist, as much to stop him from vanishing out a window once the shock wears off as anything. Still, he tugs him a little closer, until his field is fully overlapping the younger mech's drawn taunt one. You didn't do any harm. Let me get over to a berth, all right? Give me a hand? The task distraction, an old medic classic, has Jazz refocusing readily, helping as best he can as Ratchet limps, a little more than strictly necessary, over to the table. He props himself up on it, then pulls his hand away to examine the wound. Nothing more than a glancing gouge in the plating, and a swath of shock gray nanites. As he examines it, he feels Wheeljack settle, combat protocols cycling down once he's sure Ratchet is fine. It's Jazz who needs to be calmed. See, not even leaking. Medics get built tough. I'm sorry. Stop being sorry, and sit down. Jazz gropes for the nearest chair and sits almost automatically, as Ratchet unsubspaces a can of nanite spray. You're fine, kid. Tell me why you're here. Jazz hesitates, glance flicking guiltily from Ratchet to Wheeljack. You told me to do an oil change once at Ekavorn, and I have, but I think something was wrong with the latch batch. My filter feels all sludged up, and I don't have the creds to replace it. He trails off, but Ratchet nods gently, setting the spray down. I'll take a look. Here, swap with me. It's a bit of a scramble to get Jazz onto the berth, but once he's seated, the filters detach easily enough, and Ratchet starts draining the remaining oil into a pan. You've been doing this yourself? Every Decavorn? Yeah, Jazz hesitates. Me and I learned how to do it back with the gang. It's not too hard. I'm pretty flexible. Wheeljack ambles over in pretend ignorance of the way Jazz flinches back, gaze locking onto him. He dips a finger into the used oil, rubbing it over his chemophores with an intrigued look. Someone's been selling sweet oil lately. Didn't realize it had made it into the medical supply. I got a bad batch in my mechanicals a couple of vorns ago. At Jazz's confused glance, he clarifies. Oil contaminated with dihydrogen monoxide. It causes engine knocks, so they add lead, which makes it taste sweet, of course. It's fine as long as you don't do anything that requires exertion. Any real heat, and it comes apart and gasses up your joints. Oh. And it'll slag your filters when it's done. Ratchet tosses the filter aside with a huff. You'll need a whole new set, kid. And a line flush. Jazz makes a soft noise of protest. I can't. Like I said, Jazz, you don't owe me anything. Ratchet glances over at Wheeljack. Can you grab me? He pings a part file. Over on the left shelf, middle bottom. Got it. Wheeljack flashes him a grin and ducks around the corner. I shot you, Jazz offers quietly, again, and Ratchet lets out a soft vent. Did you mean to?
No,
a glyph of protest. But if I didn't miss... You didn't. I'm built for the battlefield, kid. Takes more than a little mech like you trying to put a hole in me to do any real damage. Jazz makes another quiet noise of protest, though mercifully subsides as Wheeljack re-enters the room, filters in hand. These right? They'll do. They're not exactly the right size. Polyhexian filters run a half gauge off most other mechs, and looking at Jazz's, the young mech is no exception. But they're close enough that he can cut them down to work. He powers up a scalpel and starts making the neat, precise cuts, adding polyhexene filters to the order list for the next Decaorn's resupply as he does. I'm going to trim these to fit. We'll use one set for the flush, and then send you off with a fresh pair. Thank you. Jazz hesitates. What's a flush? Not bad, Wheeljack takes over, voice reassuring. I'm gonna set it up over here. Look, we're just gonna circulate oil around until we've filtered out the last of the dihydrogen oxide. Or most of it, anyways. You'll burn off any residue yourself. You can recharge if you want, Ratchet adds, scraping a little more off the base of the filter. It'll take a bit more than a jar. Right. But Jazz gives Wheeljack a wary glance. Still, he doesn't resist as the inventor starts running the tube flushing into his oil tank, or when Ratchet hands him the finished filters to insert. He's halfway through cutting the second set when there's a clatter at the clinic door. Hey, Doc! Jazz is on his peds in a flash. It's only Milena of medical experience that lets Ratchet grab him in time to toss him back onto the berth before he can knock the tubing out of his tanks. Stay here. I have to go. Jazz is shaking his helm, trying to push him aside. If they find me here... No one's going to find you, Ratchet hisses under his vents. I'll lock this room off. No one will think twice about it. Listen, kid. It shouldn't take a medic for you to know what'll happen if you try to run out of here on no oil. But it's obvious that that isn't going to work. Jazz's whole frame is tight with alarm, and Ratchet tries something else. Look, keep Jackie safe for me, okay? You have your gun? I'll go deal with this. That bites through the fear. Jazz gives a terse nod, gun dropping into his hand. No mech'll touch him, he promises, in a tone that sounds like an oath. Good, Ratchet replies, as amusement curls through him down the bond. Keep an optic on him, okay? Of course, Wheeljack chuckles back as he lets the door slide shut behind him, clicking the lock as he turns down the hall. It's nothing major, thankfully. Two mechs, friends, apparently, that have slagged each other, and sit meekly on their opposing berths as he berates them and welds their plating back together. The rest of their gang, the ones who hauled them over, if the rapid fire back and forth of their teasing is anything to go by, stand around peacefully enough, and he lets them explore as long as nothing disappears into subspaces or gets prodded to the point of breaking. There's no fuss, though. The one mech who gets handsy with his scanner stops at a snap command. It's almost a jor before he can hustle them all back out. Still, one of the escorts has a rust infection bubbling just under his plate, and that means inspections for all of them before he sends them back out with a canister of nanites and instructions to dose the whole gang's fuel. He checks back in with Wheeljack as he's wiping his hands down. Is he behaving? Of course. There's a flicker of eagerness that he recognizes there. Wheeljack's been talking about his inventions. Did you know he's a musician?
A musician, huh?
He offers aloud as he pushes the door back open, Jazz's gaze flickering to him. The hitmech looks more relaxed than Ratchet has ever seen him, honestly. An animated, eager look in his optics that makes him sing as young as he is, and the gun drops quickly back into subspace when he sees Ratchet is alone. Still, he doesn't get much more answer than an embarrassed shrug.
Street performer, really.
What do you play? That earns him a huff of laughter as he checks the younger mech's filters.
Not much.
Jazz hesitates when he gives a curious look. I sing, mostly. I used to play the harp, but that was a long time ago. I don't have one anymore. Ratchet considers that for a moment.
Do you want one?
Another pause, then Jazz shakes his helm. Something like that. Gotta keep it dry. And that tells Ratchet all he needs to know about Jazz's current living conditions. I'd just ruin it.
You could keep it here if you wanted.
Pick it up in the morning. Drop it off when you're done. You know how to get in. He doesn't push, though. No more than that. And he can see the flicker of want in Jazz's optics as much as he feels it in the younger mech's field. You must have some kind of disguise if you're playing on the streets. Jazz goes still, then shrugs. Yeah, I mean... He falls silent for a moment, optics on Ratchet as if he's trying to read him, then glances away. It's nice of you, really. I don't wanna... Next time you're here. Ratchet cuts him off before he can say, be any trouble, or anything else stupid like that. You're good to go, by the way. Come by in a Decavorn and I'll give you your filters another looking over with your next change, but you should be all set. I've got plenty of mechs who owe me favors. I'll see what I can scrounge up. Yeah. Jazz seems suitably defeated, and Ratchet fluffs his plating in subtle triumph. I'll stop by.
Come by sooner if you want, kid, Wheeljack tosses in. I'm not at the clinic often, but I'm sure Ratchet wouldn't mind the company.
Jazz deflates a little more at that, but the grin, just a little flicker of one, he gives Wheeljack seems genuine. Yeah, if I'm around. He glances back at Ratchet, and the grin doesn't fade. Thank you, both of you.
Stay safe out there, Ratchet replies,
but he can't tell if Jazz hears him as he shoves the window open and is gone. Chapter 4. Hey, Doc? A hand bangs on the clinic door. Ratch? Ratchet is surprised when he unlocks the clinic door, a polyhexian stumble pushes his way inside, not one he's ever seen before. The mech looks up at him with an exhausted grin, but his frame is dented and battered, scraps of other mech's paint ground into the dents. Despite the late hour, Ratchet is already cataloging injuries when he reaches down to help support the smaller frame.
Here, let's get you sitting down.
He flicks the lock shut again before helping the white mech limp inside, guiding him towards the back rooms. If whoever slagged him is following, the door will hold, hopefully.
Relax, mech. You're safe. What happened to you?
Crossed a couple of other... The polyhexian winces as he stumbles, knocking one of his bruises against the wall.
Couple of scavers. They wanted my hide. Got the jump on me.
Any sharp pains, or did they just beat the slag out of you? Ratchet asks, voice pointed, even as he helps the smaller mech lift himself onto an examination berth. The white mech shrugs, then winces again, glancing away as he reaches up to rub one shoulder.
Nothing too bad. Got me pretty good, though. 4-on-1. Wasn't much I could do but wait it out and take the first chance to book it.
It's good you did.
Ratchet reaches out and takes the mech's elbow, rotating it carefully through a series of stretches. It doesn't click, but the look on the polyhexian's face says it aches.
Here, let me grab you a pain chit.
Thanks, Doc. He steps away and shuffles through another drawer as the polyhexian continues. I can't transform. They dented up my plating pretty bad. You wanted me back for a look at my filters pretty soon anyways, so I was hoping you wouldn't mind popping them back out for me?
For a look at your...
He's very confused for a moment. Pauses in his digging to run through patient files, cross-referencing by colors, then frame type, before finally running a check on due maintenance.
Jazz?
The white mech hesitates, then grins.
Yeah?
Then there's a little chuckle. You didn't... Sorry, I thought you realized...
Primus, kid.
He scoops up a pain chit and moves back to the berth side, grabbing Jazz's wrist to slot it into place before checking him over again. Jazz is obligingly enough, moving with him obediently as Ratchet examines him for injuries.
What actually happened to you?
What I said. Jazz's voice is earnest enough, but Ratchet can tell that his disbelief is showing on his face by the way the assassin raises one hand defensively. No, really. A couple of my neighbors decided my spot under the East River Bridge should be theirs. They jumped me on my way home. When Ratchet hisses through his dentate that, Jazz waves a hand dismissively, optics widening just a little. Really, Doc, it's not too bad. You should have seen the other guys.
The other...
It takes just a moment for that to sink in, and for Ratchet to remember who exactly he's dealing with. The thought makes his energon chill.
Did you?
His horror must show on his face, though, because Jazz is already shaking his head.
No. I mean, they're all fine. They were just huge. I didn't do anything to them.
He sounds honest enough. A little panicked, honestly. And Ratchet hesitates, then reaches out to start popping the first dent free.
You didn't?
I swear. Jazz's optics are huge and bright. I wasn't gonna kill them for jumping me, Doc. They were just... I waited till they got distracted and ran for it. Ratchet doesn't say anything for a moment, just focuses on setting the plunger in place and tugs the first dent back into position.
I'm glad, kid.
Glad you weren't hurt. He sets it on the next one, tugging that out too, before gesturing, tool in hand, at Jazz's plating.
What's all this, then?
Jazz relaxes for a bit, then gives a hesitant grin.
My disguise?
Mex would have caught me ages ago if I went running around looking like Maestro all the time. Back when I... He cuts off, the grin fading, and when it returns, it looks a little forced.
Well,
I got it back when I was still running with a gang. Boss didn't want Mex to come to him every time I killed for him, so... Ratchet examines the repaired plate. Flicks it back and forth through a manual transformation from Meister's black to this new glossy white.
It's well done. Pricey work.
Hope I was worth it. Jazz's grin widens a little more when Ratchet barks a laugh.
Glad you got something decent out of those fraggers, he offers.
Then returns his attention to popping the dents out of Jazz's plating. It's quiet for a few clicks, the only sound the pull of metal as he works, as he finishes out the front and guides Jazz onto his side. Jazz is carefully still as he works, frame relaxing, and Ratchet looks at him more closely, looking past the dents. The smaller mech's field is loose, but so closely tangled with his own, Ratchet can read the sluggish ripple of tiredness underneath.
Look, he hesitates, not wanting to make the younger mech skittish,
but the dim set of Jazz's gaze is enough to push him on.
You were heading home when they jumped you, right?
Haven't recharged yet.
Yeah?
Jazz's voice is questioning, quiet, but not wary, at least.
This is going to take...
He pauses to evaluate the remaining damage.
At least another drawer, maybe two, and then the oil change.
Why don't you get some recharge? I don't need you awake to pull dents, kid. Jazz's smile flickers slightly. I shouldn't...
You know I'm not going to hurt you, kid.
No, Jazz cuts him off before he can say anything else. I mean, it's not that. It's...
He hesitates. I have nightmares. I don't... Oh. Kid. Jazz.
Ratchet reaches out gently, pushing comfort into his field as he brushes a hand over Jazz's cheek.
I'm sorry. But listen. Get some recharge, Jazz. I'll be right here. I'll wake you up if you start to panic, all right?
Jazz hesitates again, meeting his gaze. Then gives a small nod.
If you're sure...
I'll wake you up if anything happens, Jazz, he assures the smaller mech. Here.
Jazz takes the pillow that Ratchet shoves at him almost awkwardly, but relaxes obediently onto his side to let him keep working.
Thank you. The mumbled gratitude is quiet, and Ratchet just chuckles as Jazz's field slows beneath his hands. It's nice, working on Jazz as the smaller mech dozes. Quiet, almost rhythmic repairs. The dents are easy enough to pull and straighten, and Jazz's own nanites will repopulate the scratches quickly enough. He's done enough oil changes in his life to do one blind, and he's halfway through a coolant flush and systems rinse by the time his next patient comes in. He sets the machine to finish the flush on automatic, covers Jazz with a blanket, and leaves the sleeping mech to rest as he gets about his day. It's almost evening by the time Jazz wakes up. Ratchet is busy at his workstation, stripping the residue from a collection of still-usable fuel valves, when he does. The flicker of surprise in Jazz's field is enough to alert him, even though the younger mech stays still and silent on the berth. Recharge well, he offers, when it becomes clear that Jazz doesn't intend to say anything. There's a moment more of quiet, then... Yeah. Ratchet turns to look at him when Jazz slides upright, one hand curled around the blanket as it drops away. He looks surprised. And there's a bit of something young and vulnerable in his optics when he meets Ratchet's gaze.
You let me sleep?
You needed it, kid. Ratchet tucks away the brush he's been using and rises to his peds, letting a hand rub Jazz's shoulder when he's close enough to reach.
Especially if you're going to have to find somewhere new to live. No one's going to have missed you, he adds as an afterthought, but Jazz shakes his head.
Nah, it's fine. I just... He shrugs. Been a while since I got a proper sleep, I guess. Thanks for letting me stick around.
Anytime, Ratchet hesitates.
Do you need somewhere?
I don't have overnight patients often, and you know how to let yourself in.
He waves at the window, and Jazz huffs a little laugh.
If you ever need a safe berth.
I'll keep it in mind, yeah.
But there's some reluctance there, just under the surface.
I'm trouble, Doc. You probably shouldn't want me around.
Trouble, Ratchet snorts. You didn't even point a gun at me this time, kid.
Trouble.
The only trouble you've given me, and Jazz's optics widen a little when Ratchet points at him, is worrying you've gotten yourself slagged. You're all set, medically speaking. Try to swing by a little more often, though, all right? Let an old medic know you're okay.
I can... Jazz slides to his peds carefully.
I can do that.
Yeah.
His gaze flickers to the door.
I should get going.
Sure. Shoo.
But Ratchet smiles at him anyways, and Jazz seems almost surprised.
I want you back in a Cenivorn, though, if you can't make the time to get back here sooner.
Yeah. And Jazz gives him a hesitant smile back.
You know, I'll see what I can do.
Chapter 5. He reminds you of Drift, doesn't he? Wheeljack asks. It's the question, really, the one Ratchet's been asking himself for cycles. He lets out a long, steady vent.
No.
He can tell it surprises Wheeljack. The inventor props himself up a little more, optics brightening from the sleepy blue fade they had had only a moment earlier.
No? He's nothing like Drift. Not really.
He huffs again.
Not like Drift was at the start. You never knew him as Deadlock. He was... cold. Bitter.
Jazz isn't...
I didn't say he was like Deadlock, Ratch.
Wheeljack's voice is gentle, coaxing, and Ratchet can't meet his gaze.
Fine. Yes, he's a lot like...
Like Drift. Drift in the army. Drift happy and free and...
Like Drift. He's a good kid. Miljack doesn't sound convinced.
He took the harp, then?
He played it a little for me. Seems to know what he's doing. He pings Wheeljack the file, and the inventor hums appreciatively. Hopefully he can make a little more off of that than just singing.
Hopefully. Wheeljack pauses significantly. Pauses like he wants Ratchet to know it's significant.
So, kid's been sleeping in your clinic for the last, what, 5 horn? When are you going to take him under your wing, Ratch?
Ratchet can taste the way Wheeljack keeps the question carefully casual. He misinterprets it just as carefully, shrugging dismissively.
Just a few cycles in Orn. And much as I believe form doesn't designate function, I don't think he wants medic training, Jackie.
You know what I mean.
Wheeljack sits up, which means that it's going to be a talk, and Ratchet huffs and leans back against him. Lets out a soft rumble of satisfaction when Wheeljack picks up one of his hands and begins to knead at the joints.
Kid's doing good work. He just needs some mech keeping an optic on him, making sure he doesn't get killed.
I'll weld him back together as often as he needs.
Wheeljack works gently at a 2-tenths cable, pulling out a slim pick to work at a bit of caught mesh between the gears, and Ratchet slumps even more, purring engine deep.
I don't know what else I can do for him, Jackie. He's a hit mech.
An assassin, Wheeljack corrects absently. A kid. What does he know about gang politics, Ratch? You could help him be useful.
A flood of disgust flushes through him like a wave, visceral and hot.
No. He can tell the vehemence of it surprises Wheeljack. The inventor pulls back slightly to look at him, helm flickering.
No. I'm not going to...
He cuts himself off, not sure exactly what to say.
Not going to what?
And Wheeljack has never been one to miss pushing an offensive.
Can't be, arguing with Ratchet.
Any weakness is a crack to slice a wedge into.
Not going to help him? Not going to overlook his murderous ways?
Because, Ratch, I have some news for you.
I'm not going to make him into a tool. Ratchet hisses the word. Whatever grudge I have with the gang lords is...
They killed his brother, Ratchet. Primus.
Wheeljack cuts him off ruthlessly, waving a hand.
Like he's going to mind you having a strut of your own to pick with them. Like he's going to be anything but grateful for the help.
He wouldn't be.
Ratchet almost growls it.
But that doesn't make it right, Wheeljack.
Wheeljack gives him a long, calculating look. Then his optics soften, just a little bit, and his shoulders slump.
You think he's going to, what, move on?
Ratchet doesn't answer, and he pushes.
Just, what, decide to do something else with his life?
He should. That's enough to make Ratchet snarl. He deserves to, Wheeljack. He could have a life. But he'll never even consider it if there's another mech pushing him on, making him feel like this is anything more than his own grudge.
What kind of life? This city is fragged.
The inventor waves a hand outward as if framing the city's skyline through the walls.
Cybertron is fragged. Let the kid live for something.
Let him die for something, you mean?
Wheeljack flinches back as if slapped, and Ratchet can feel his own gaze hardening.
Because this will kill him, Wheeljack. And I don't ask that of me, please.
Not again, goes unsaid between them, for long, quiet click.
Then Wheeljack huffs, stands to collect something from the dresser, a bundle wrapped in mesh.
Next time you see him, then, make sure he gets that.
What?
But as soon as he takes it, Ratchet can feel the metal underneath the mesh, the distinctive void of...
A gun?
Jackie.
He's going to get himself killed with that little toy he's been using. That'll at least give him a fighting chance the next time he goes up against someone with real plating.
If he gets caught with this...
Please.
Wheeljack's snort is dismissive. As if I don't know how to anonymize a custom.
Shockwave's the only mech on Cybertron who even knows I'm using that casement, and even these days he's smart enough to know that the proper answer to, do you know who makes these guns, is, no, officer, I've never seen a gun in my life.
That's... probably accurate, admittedly, even if Ratchet doesn't want to admit it.
Tell him there's more where that came from if he wants it. Wheeljack glances away, not meeting his optics. But his face and field have a mulish set.
I'll meet him at the range if he wants.
Help him get a handle on firing that thing without taking his own arm off.
But Ratch. I'll tell him. Ratchet cuts him off before he can say anything else, then hesitates. And I'll think about it, Jackie. Just come back to birth? Of course. Wheeljack settles into the berth again, curled into Ratchet's side, and his fingers are gentle as he picks up the medic's hand again and goes back to gently massaging it. It's gonna be all right, he offers, softly, after another click. I know. Ratchet reaches up with his free hand to pet the inventor's finials, letting his engine settle into a warm rumble again. I know.
All I ask is you don't.